Have we started? Are we on?
Yeah, I'm just saying it's nice to have you here this week.
Well, I couldn't. I mean, I was working so hard last week, and you're very demanding. You can only record it when you want to do it. And to be quite honest, I was thinking, you know, I'm getting people shouting at me and say, why don't I do the paper review on Sky anymore? And it's just, I just haven't had time. And when Melinda was ill, I said, you know, I can't do this anymore. And I haven't really got back to it yet. Listen, I don't know whether they'd ask me anymore. I have to see, I suppose. But, it's just difficult, isn't it? Finding time to do stuff.
At the end of the day, you prefer the BBC over me.
No, I'm just helping a mate out with the BBC because, you know, my local BBC station had to find somebody to help do a programme for the week, and I did it. And I know, maniacal laugh, I know it winds up everybody else on the station if I go along and fill in. So for that reason and that reason alone, I quite enjoy doing it.
You just left me here by myself.
Don't be stupid. You've got a full-time job, a new baby, and you're a middle-aged man. You've got more than enough to do. Anyway, you told me years ago when we started doing this, I'd start to see some sort of money coming through.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there has to be... I can't do it for nothing forever, can I?
Well...
So, you know, find a spot. Don't tell me I have to. I'm the talent around here. I'm not the person who's supposed to go out and find the ways of making money. Everybody else tells me they're making fortunes out of their podcasts. I don't see why I'm not.
I can't understand it. I don't know where the money goes. I mean, I don't know where the money is.
Where the money goes? What do you mean where the money goes? What do you mean you're getting money?
No, we're not getting any money. Don't be daft.
I've just looked at my congestion charging bill for going to work in London. Oh, dear. I think I'd be better off not doing anything.
Yeah, you just do this.
Well, no, there's no point in doing this because, you know, I'm not convinced we've got any listeners. I mean, you tell me we've got listeners, but how do I know?
We've got two letters this week.
Well, there we are, you know, and I keep finding people tweeting me at my Twitter site saying they listen to the podcast, and then I check it back and they seem to be friends of yours.
Yeah, what it is I get the local community hall and we all listen together.
Well, you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to carry on doing this. If there's no response and if we're not making any money out of it, it seems a bit of a pain in the backside to carry on doing it, doesn't it? Because, you know, I actually sit here once a week in my house, in my little studio with my dogs licking my feet at the moment. It's very nice, guys. Carry on. And talk bollocks for an hour or so. And I'm don't take this the wrong way. Because, you know, you've done, over the couple of years I've known you, you've done me a few favours. You know, you've mended a few computers, you've sent me a couple of movies to watch. So, I mean, it's not all one way, but I'm just beginning to get the idea that all I'm doing is doing this for you and your mates, to keep you entertained. And, you know, to be quite honest, I could have done with going out for a walk.
Would it help if I cut you in? I mean, would it help if I found some funds from somewhere?
Yeah, I think we should be, you know, I'm not looking to make a fortune, but just a little something, you know, just so that I don't sort of think, oh, gosh, that's cost me so much in electricity, or that's cost me so much in this, or, you know, should I have done that? I could have saved it up for a paid job.
How about you stop paying me the sweets and you keep them for yourself?
I stopped paying you the sweets. Perhaps you didn't notice that about a year ago.
Now you come to mention it, the cupboard is getting very empty.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, let's make this the last one then and call it quits unless you can find a way to make some money out of it.
Okay.
I've done you now, 270-odd hours of shit. You could just listen back to it when you want.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, I don't think I need to do it anymore. Yeah, so I think that's what we'll do, unless, you know, you find a way of making some money. Actually, I think he's making money out of it, and I'm not getting any. Let's see. There's a bird nesting in the tree opposite where I'm doing this. That's lovely.
Oh, that's nice. Thinking you'll miss that if you don't do this anymore.
No, I'll go out and walk and sit down with my binoculars, and I'll Twitch at them.
They don't have Twitter.
No, Twitch.
Oh, that's tweet, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, Twitch is what you do. You're bird watching. They're Twitchers, aren't they? So you must Twitch. If you're a Twitcher, you must Twitch.
Wait a sec. The line went funny then. Say something again now.
The line only goes funny when I say something funny. So that, you know, you made that up. off. When you're ready.
Okay. Do you remember what your line was?
What do you mean what my line was? F*** off. Do you know, what my line was? None of this is written down. Somebody said to me the other day, you pillock. Somebody said to me the other day, when you start your podcast, you kind of ramble on. I said, what do you mean? Well, why don't you have a script? Other people do podcasts, and it's obviously they have a script. Tom Poole is suggesting that we ought to do this and interview interesting people. How much more interesting than listening to me could you get? So I said, well, what you have to think of at the beginning of this is like radio foreplay.
Radio foreplay?
No, radio foreplay. You know, you don't go in and shag somebody, do you, without kind of loosening them up, first of all. Well, not unless you're a complete and utter moron.
I can't comment to that.
Why not?
I just can't.
You've got two children. You must have done it.
Yeah.
So this is kind of the foreplay of the podcast to sort of, you know... Get you if I would. Oh, I don't know if I want to do it anymore. It's just getting on my fucking tits. Anyway, and you know, that's an interesting thing about men having tits, by the way.
Right.
Because there's stories out now. You know, I'm not. Just people annoy me intently. You've got the fucking vegans getting up my nose. You've got the fucking cyclists. You know, the climate change warriors. All of which talk a certain amount of bollocks. And now I'm interested to see that if those people who think they're doing great things for the planet and themselves by eating vast quantities of soya, and by the way, there's soya in loads of stuff we eat, even though we don't know it's there. And apparently soya has the same thing in it as estrogen, or has estrogen. I don't know what it is. But anyway, one of the problems they say for men consuming soya is that their body shape changes, their sperm count goes down, and they grow breasts. So, fuck soya, that's what I say.
It's Cadbury's. I blame Cadbury's.
It's got nothing to do with Cadbury's.
In all their chocolates now.
Well, I only ever use soya milk with my cereal. And I thought I was getting a bit, you know, I was getting more of an hourglass figure. I was getting concerned, but now I know what it is. So I'll have to work out a bit more and stop taking the soya so my ass doesn't begin to look quite so cute. But anyway, so I don't. How do we get onto this?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, people get on my tits, yeah, about all sorts of stuff. So anyway, that's why I thought, is it worth carrying on with this podcast? Because all I do is moan about things. I mean, you know, maybe Tom Poole, who's one of a regular contributors to my radio show, which is on Talk Radio, Monday to Thursday, 7 till 10, where I do this, but there's a lot less bad language, sadly.
So you're going to miss it, aren't you?
What? The swearing?
Bad. Yeah.
I'll go down the pub and swear. It's fine.
You're allowed to swear in pubs?
Well, my pub, you can. I'll walk around the house swearing. It's okay. I get a good sort of deal of swearing.
Okay, well, you can swear here for free.
Yeah, I know. But it doesn't seem to have much effect on you. How many times have I told you to f*** off and you're still there?
I don't actually think you're actually aiming at me, you see.
You see, you've got absolutely no sensitivity at all, have you? You don't know when people can't stand you.
That's impossible, surely.
You see what I mean? Anyway, listen, let's get on to it. Oh, somebody sent me a video of David Cameron doing a kind of rap.
Oh, yeah, somebody sent it to me and I sent it to you.
Yeah. Well, I think we should put that up on our site. I thought it was exceptionally good.
Well, I can't remember the name of the artist now. Is it something as George Ezra, is it? Something like that?
Oh, yeah, the song George Ezra did, which was, what was it called?
It's a modern one.
Sorry?
Do that again.
What? I was going to sing it, but I'm not going to now because you're embarrassing me. Anyway, we should play it for this week's piece of music.
Yeah, we could do. I'll credit the guy who made the original thing in the notes.
He must have worked a long time doing it. It was very funny, very funny. I don't find anything David Cameron has done recently funny, but there we are. So anyway, welcome to the... you might as well cut all that shit out, what I've just done for the last 20 minutes or so. Would it be better if we just did interviews?
Yeah, but then I can't have as much of an input then.
Yeah, well, people will enjoy that.
Oh, I got that one. That's an insult.
No, that's just feedback.
Fact.
I beg your pardon?
Fact.
Fact.
Hmm.
Feedback, not feed fact. What are you talking about?
No, as in that statement you're saying is probably factual.
Yes, so?
Well, I got that one. That was an insult.
Oh, for goodness sake. Right, there are things I want to talk about. I can't remember what they were now. Let's talk about homophobia, because I get wound up. People seem to think I'm a... I don't know what people think about me. They you know, they judge their views of me on what somebody has told them, which I find offensive and annoying. By the way, I just did a personality thing. You can, you know, go those things and you do personalities. And apparently I'm a campaigner. I am the same sort of personality as Robert Downey Jr. and Will Smith, amongst others.
Is that one of them scam things I'm going to have to talk about next week's Tech Talk? Oh, I can't do that next week because we're not on the next week.
Okay. No, we won't be doing another one. No, it's actually the same one that the Home Office used to work out how their staff are behaving. But unfortunately, when I did it and I looked at it afterwards, it actually had me down to a T. It's a bit of a worry because I thought I was actually conning it.
Virtual cold reading, that is.
Is it?
Yeah.
They just ask you a number of questions, about 20 minutes worth of questions, and you just tick the answer that you find most appropriate to you, and then they come up with your personality.
But in honesty, all the answers are more or less appropriate to everybody.
Well, no, they're not.
Well, go give me an example.
Well, I can't remember, but no, they're not.
Well, if the question be like, what colour would you like? Do you like red, green, blue?
No, it wasn't like that. It was, for instance, if you go into a room.
Yeah.
And you're at a function.
Mm.
Do you keep close to the wall or do you go into the middle of a room?
Both.
Well, no, I keep close to a wall. I don't go into the middle of a room. I keep close to the wall. I keep my eye on the door. And depending upon how I'm feeling, as to how long I'm going to stay.
Yeah, but then if someone comes up to you, grabs your arm, pulls you into the middle of the room, where are you?
You're being ridiculous. For argument's sake, here's another question.
All right.
Do you like to have everything methodically organized in your life? Do you like to know where you're going in the future? Or are you one of those people who actually likes to sort of play it by ear, wing everything?
Both, again.
You can't be both.
Of course you can.
It gives you a degree of either or.
Oh, I see. All right, then.
So, you've got four levels on each side. So, you know, I personally don't have anything organized, as you know.
Yeah, but then they'll ask you another question, which is the same thing, and you'll answer it in reverse.
Well, then they program that to find out whether you were trying to sort of confuse the whole issue.
And then you end up saying,
I think it's very good. Apparently, this is the one that they use as well when they're checking out people who are going to be in the Secret Service.
Have you had the letter?
I'm not going to go and answer any more questions along that line.
Oh.
But I just thought it was well that, you know, I took it this morning because somebody asked me to. And I won't even tell you what it is. I probably shouldn't even be talking about it on the radio.
It's a podcast, so it's okay.
It's the same thing. Whatever I'm saying now, somebody somewhere may listen to it. Unlikely, but somebody may listen to it.
Essentially, what you're saying is, next week you can't do the podcast because you've joined the Secret Service.
I didn't say that. Why do you spread rumours like that? Next week, I probably won't do the podcast because I don't get paid for doing it, and I'm getting fed up with doing it for nothing purely to keep you entertained. I don't even think it goes anywhere. I've looked for it. I can't find it. I mean, you sent me a thing the other day saying it was in the iTunes charts or something. How can it be the iTunes charts when I don't sing on it?
That's a very good... No, there have been a few episodes where you have sung. Or at least I put you singing in it.
Well, I've broken my best nail. Shit. well, I don't understand it anyway. What were we talking about?
Questionnaires that are rigged.
Well, I don't think they were rigged. Anyway, I don't do things like that normally. It was quite interesting to do it because somebody wanted to know if I was as daft as they thought I was.
And were you?
Well, I'm strange. Yeah, I am strange. There's no doubt about that.
Well, if you came back as Robert Downey Jr., then yeah, that's official.
Is he strange?
He could be, yes.
I don't know. I don't know who he is.
He's the guy, he's Iron Man.
Oh, him! Oh, he's quite fun, isn't he, in Iron Man? I quite like that.
He's strange.
Yeah, well, then I'm strange, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, apparently the Chinese government want all the homosexual bits of the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, removed before it's allowed to be shown in China.
That's all of it, then?
And so I don't understand why we even bother with the Chinese. You know, if I hear another fucking Brexiteer go, oh, we're going to do marvellous deals with the Chinese and the Indians. Indians are bombing the Pakistanis who are bombing the Indians. The Chinese are listening in and trying to rig everybody's elections and being pally with the Russians. And we're going to leave our nearest, dearest, closest allies, our other European mates, go it alone and do much better deals with countries we basically can't stand.
Yeah, but we will get really cheap, nasty plastic stuff in return.
Well, that's fuck it. I don't want it. And here's a message to those people. First of all, if you're religious, you can piss off. I couldn't say this on the radio, but I can say it here. Religions of all sorts. So I don't give a shit if you're a Muslim who goes to the mosque, a Jew that goes to the synagogue, or a Christian who goes to church. I do not want you listening to me. Bog off, right? You carry on trying to sort of corrupt other people, but not listen to me. Thank you. And if you're homophobic, if for some strange reason another person's sexuality offends you, you can fuck right off. Racists, homophobes, extremely nasty left or right wing fanatics, you can all fuck off. I don't want anything to do with any of you. I am quite angry now, so I have to be very careful. As a campaigner, if I get angry, I can go over the top.
Campaigner for what?
Well, that's what my personality type is.
Oh, of course, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, this whole business with people being homophobic, you know, there are countries in the Commonwealth, and I wish we'd get rid of the Commonwealth. If people don't want to be part of the European Union, and they think that is bad for us, I don't see why we're having to hang on to the Commonwealth. Why do we want Gibraltar? It's got nothing to do with us. Can anybody answer me the question? Gibraltar. Oh, it's part of Britain. No, it's not. It's part of Spain. Oh, well, we got it years ago. Don't be stupid. All this sort of, this kind of, oh, well, during the British Empire, we were better. I mean, somebody said to me, I heard you say on the radio, the Americans would be better off if they were governed by the British. Well, that was a joke, wasn't it? Mind you, probably true, but that was a joke. I did say once, the world was a safer place when the British ruled most of it. But I was taking the piss. Now, I'm quite a good actor, so when I say things, I say them so that people believe it. Because that's part of the fun, isn't it? Winding them up. I think there should be the death penalty for people who abuse animals. I've seen some appalling stuff recently of people who obviously can hardly look after themselves, can't look after their animals. Animals are starved, horses that are beaten. And I think people who behave like that to animals, quite frankly, I think capital punishment should be brought back for them.
Totally agree.
You know, just nasty, horrible people who for some reason get some sort of sadistic pleasure out of causing an animal harm or pain. What's wrong now?
Well, you know, you've depressed me now.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I had the Jehovah's Witnesses at the door earlier on this morning. Not sure why they're picking on me at the moment.
They never come to me.
Well, they turned up this morning, two women and two sort of 12-year-old children, I suppose. Is it half term or something?
Yeah, it is half term.
You know, and I said, you've got 2 seconds to f*** off my property, otherwise I'm going to get really nasty. But the Lord won't love you. I don't give a shit. Piss off. I mean, who the f***ing hell do these people think they are, that they come onto your property, they come to your home, they come knock on your front door and talk bollocks?
That's the name of a good radio station.
What?
Talk Bollocks.
It would be a very good radio station. I'd like to work on a radio station called Talk Bollocks.
No, they don't come to me. My car's got 666 on the registration plate, so they don't come near me.
Oh, dear. The world's f***ed, isn't it? The world is f***ed. And you see, you know, you got these people like the f***ing Pope who comes out on his bloody balcony and waves, and people get excited and ecstatic about this old bloke who waves. Who, you know, where did the last one go, by the way? And they've all got things in their closet. Well, we've all got, you know, why are there so many gullible human beings around?
So other people can make money.
Yeah. I just can't believe it. Some people get really, even people I know who I thought were quite sensible, and you have a discussion and it does lead round, and people say, well, why are you so rude about religion? I said, I'm not rude about religion. I'm just asking the big question, why do so many people believe it? Now, I'm an agnostic because I would be as bad as them if I was to say there is definitely no God, because I don't know. But they don't know there is one either. And they'll say, oh, yes, we've spoken to them. Well, why are the most appalling people? Because I'm sorry, but every time I meet, you know, whether you're a Muslim who goes and prays five times a day or a Christian who goes to church or whatever, all the ones who are really fanatical about it, they've got the sort of, I always call it the runny eye syndrome, you know, the sort of weak features and the rather, you know, they're not the sort of people you want to hang with. When I say hang with, I don't mean hang with. I mean, you know, hang around with.
Yeah, I sort of guessed that's what you meant.
Yeah, but there'll be some people who wouldn't.
Yeah, chill out with.
You know, some people who believe that the word in the Quran or the Torah or the Bible is a historical fact. It isn't. It was written by a bunch of people who were just, I don't know, they could have been smoking stuff. I don't know. Whatever people used to do to get high in those days.
Bored one afternoon, raining.
Do you remember that? Yeah. I mean, who, in a 2,000 years' time, people writing back might think about, there was this guy called David Cameron. And, you know, he gave his career so that other people could live. Yeah. that might be nearly too true, actually. But still, people might. I don't know. But I think if we are going to have any kind of self-respect at all, I think we have to stop the way we kind of forgive people in countries like China and Saudi Arabia. We're quite keen to sort of kick the shit out of Iran, quite rightly, or the regime of Iran. And then China, oh, well, they're not that bad. Yeah, they are.
Are they?
Yeah. I notice you're not saying much today, are you? Is it too controversial for you?
I get a lot of my stuff from China.
What do you mean you get a lot of your stuff from China?
Well, I can't afford anything real.
Chinese aren't copying still. I thought they weren't allowed to do that.
Have you been on eBay recently?
Been where?
On eBay recently.
I don't go on eBay.
Oh, okay.
Why? What is on eBay? Chinese people?
Well, a lot of your stuff, funnily enough.
A lot of my stuff.
Yeah, we'll move over that. Yeah, a lot of stuff comes from China on eBay.
Oh, does it? Right, okay. Do you think we should have some music now, or do you think we should do tech talk? Because I seem to be going on and on and on.
We'll do the music.
Will we?
Yeah, I'll keep the listeners in suspenders.
Right, okay. Well, we don't have any listeners. You just said this never goes anywhere. I've never seen it advertised anywhere. I don't believe anybody listens to it.
We have a listener or two.
Mm. Well, I tell you what, I've got a couple of emails, so why don't you, I presume you wrote them, so you know what's in them. Why don't you play them? You're going to play the David Cameron excuse.
Oh, yeah, we'll put the David Cameron thing in here then, yeah.
Yeah. Who's it by?
David Cameron, obviously.
Well, yeah, I know it's by David Cameron, but who put it together?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, right, okay. Well, whoever it is. Let me tell you, it was really funny, absolutely funny. And if you go on the website, jameswellradio.co.uk, for anybody who is listening, can you put the video there as well for people to look at?
I'll put the video, the YouTube video there, and then people can obviously like it and give thumbs up.
But this is David Cameron and his latest single, and it's called?
Whatever It Is by George Ezra.
Brexit instigator, see you later, gonna hit the road, gotta hit that road. Something changed in the atmosphere when I split the nation, so I disappeared. I'm gonna be blamed for this mess. Time flies by when I'm living dicked up, and you're dying in austerity. There's a dead pig's gob that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be living off my trust fund underneath the hot sun, forgetting that I'm someone who held a referendum that divided a nation and broke the United Kingdom. Call me Dave, I'm a football fan, but is it Aston Villa or West Ham? I don't know. I don't know. But now I'm chillaxing round the clock on holiday in Nice with my trotters up. I can get used to this. Standing I had the front to call me a twat, but I got off stop free, so I won't look back. Twat. Living off my trust fund underneath the hot sun, forgetting that I'm someone who held a referendum that divided the nation and broke the United Kingdom, 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 Kingdom.
Whatever It Was by George Ezra, David Cameron doing the vocals.
I'm not up on music.
No. Well, there we are. But I thought it was funny. I thought it was very funny. Now, let's have a little look at some of the emails. If you want to email me, of course, not that anybody ever does, unless it's him. I realise that now. I do have an email address here. It's jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Dead easy, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com, if you want to get in touch, if you're a long-lost friend. This is from Ron Moore. Hello, Ron. He says, which is a pseudonym, I presume, for Rob. I regularly listen to you on the radio. Enjoy the shows. It wasn't till a few weeks ago that I realized James Whale was, in fact, the same James Whale that I went to school with. Really? Like you, I can't say I enjoyed it. Do you remember teachers such as Benbow, who taught geography and was known as Admiral Benbow after his love of sailing? Percy Roberts taught English, and another one that I liked and got on with was John Gregory. I hope things are going well for you, and it's nice to know that you've done well for yourself. Regards, Ron Moore. Well, actually, I did go to a school with a teacher called Percy Roberts who taught English. He was an old Welsh git. And he used to chew extra strong mints, and then if you didn't do something he liked, he used to spit them at you.
So you're saying I guessed all that then, are you?
I don't know. That's a bit freaky. I wouldn't mind finding out more about Ron Moore. I remember Ron Moore? I really enjoy it. I wasn't until a few weeks ago I realised you're the same James, though, in fact. Well, my name was Michael.
I edited that out.
Did you?
Yeah, I edited Michael out because I didn't think you'd want to tell everyone your real name. It did actually say Michael Whale in the...
Oh, did it? Oh, right. Okay. Well, it's in my autobiography.
Yeah, but, you know, people have to read that.
Well, nobody listens to this shit, do they?
Yeah.
But I wonder where Ron Moore... I kind of remember the name Ron Moore.
Well, his email address is there. You can email him later.
Can I? Oh. I don't do emails. It's a bit freaky if I was to email somebody without knowing. I mean, it might not be Ron Moore. It could be just somebody... What are they... Catfish or what's that?
What? Gloss over that and move on.
What is a catfish anyway?
It's a fish that can go on land.
Yeah, no, I know. But why do they call people online catfishes? What's that all about?
No, it's fishing with a f instead of a f.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I don't understand it. I just saw it on a news program.
I'm getting texts now.
Why?
Because I haven't turned my phone off. Hang on.
Oh. Okay, here's one from Shay. I don't know if I went to school with Shay. Where has the fire in your belly gone? I see. Question from the last podcast. What was the last podcast? I don't know. I can't remember. James Well losing his fire. What a load of shit. You are still as leery as when you, Mike Dickin, and that twat Tommy Boy used to do the Clash of the Titans. Right? That's out of the way. Brexit. This is surely illegal, James. One of the biggest changes ever to happen on our shores, and it's 52-48. That can't be right. There must be a law against that says you must get to 60% before we can even think of leaving the EU. Get to 60%, then we have a proper vote. When people actually realise that this madness could really happen, there is no way that someone like that Pratt Cameron can just ruin everything and then fuck off and say, nothing to do with me, mate, it's bonkers. We must get Rob to go through every law book and find the loophole. After all, he must earn his money from Spotify, right? Really, what do you get from... I'll ask him in a minute. Loving the pod to a week in future, all the best. Loving the pod to a week in future, all the best. Shay. What the f*** are you talking about?
Somebody asked you last week, or the week before, actually, where's the fire in your belly gone? And he's replying, saying, you haven't lost the fire in your belly. He's sticking up for you.
Are you sure? It says, did I take it the wrong way?
Yeah. It says, where has the fire in your belly gone? The question from the last podcast. So he's responding to the, somebody asked you that question.
Oh, right. Sorry, Shay. You see, I shouldn't have to do this, because not getting any money doesn't make me concentrate as much as I would if I was getting paid for it. And where is all this f***ing money you're getting off Spotify?
I didn't even know we were on Spotify.
Well, if we are, you are getting money. So don't give me that bollocks.
I'll check it out. Maybe we'll have some money.
Yeah, you check it out. You're right, Shay. Listen, Shay, I'm sorry I took that the wrong way. Well, I mean, somebody had the audacity to the other day, said, oh, I listened to your podcast, and I didn't believe them. I just thought they were saying that for effect. And I couldn't understand. You just talk inanely for an hour. I said, yeah. And? Isn't that life?
So that's possibly four listeners, then.
No, I don't believe that. I believe that that was probably somebody who you'd planted in the pub. So anyway, right. I think I've nearly finished. I've climaxed on the radio.
Have you?
Yeah, come to a climax, come to the end.
Thought you wanted a tissue.
You are disgusting. Do you know that? Yeah, I've got 10 quid left.
Have you?
Yeah.
You got more money than me then.
Plus all that change I haven't done anything with. But it's mostly 2p's. And 5p's. I've also got a problem. My vacuum cleaner, which I didn't buy long ago, is broken. It doesn't suck anymore.
And are you going to name the vacuum cleaner make?
Yeah, it's a Hoover. And it just doesn't suck. And and it's one of those rechargeable ones, and it doesn't recharge anymore. I put it on recharge, turn it on for 2 seconds, and it goes, and then it just dies.
I had that with a Dyson. I had to get a new battery, so take it back.
I'm throwing it away and going to buy a new one, because by the time I've actually tried to get... I mean, I've had it for about 6 months. I have no idea where the... and the G-Tech one as well.
I told you not to buy a Hoover in the first place. Buy a Dyson.
You just told me the f***ing Dyson you had didn't work.
After, like, 3 years.
You know, the best vacuum I've got is my robot one.
Yeah, well, he looks after himself.
Yeah, she.
Oh, she? How can you tell?
Well, because she talks to me and she says when there's a problem, I need to be relieved. That means she wants her bag emptying.
Oh, dear.
Why do you find that funny?
Because I say that as well.
What? What? You say that?
Yeah, sometimes.
Why would you speak like a vacuum cleaner?
I need to be relieved. My bag needs emptying.
You're weird. I mean, like, really weird, man.
Dear, dear me.
Is there anything for you to do on the show today? Because I'm getting fed up now. I've got to go and buy a new cleaner.
Have a look at those photographs I sent you. I sent you some photos.
Oh, God, if I must. Hold on. Let me go and get them on a different page. Oh, come. All right. Okay. Right. Four photographs.
Right. Spot the non-human.
Oh, God. What? Okay. Let me have a little look. The non-human is the little girl with the red hair.
All of them are not human.
What? Well, they could be not human, I suppose. They could do remarkable things with prosthetics now.
No, it's all computer generated. Every single bit of that face.
Well, they're photographs taken of people random and then put together, aren't they?
No. They're all computer generated. There is a website called notarealhuman.com. Every time you visit it, so you visit it and then you refresh the page or exit and go back in again, it will generate from scratch a new human.
What for? I mean, what is the point of that?
Just to show you how really clever artificial intelligence is. It can generate a new human face and body.
Yeah.
To the point where you can convince someone it's a completely real person. So you can make fake profiles on your Facebook and your Twitter and your and all that kind of stuff. You don't have to steal other people's identities anymore. You can just go to notarealhuman.com and get it to generate you one. Folding phones.
Yep.
Samsung Galaxy Fold. Huawei Mate. I don't know how to pronounce that company name. It's a Chinese one.
I don't think we should do Chinese stuff. Well, they're messing up the Queen movie. I don't think they should be allowed to bring stuff into the country, to be honest.
So folding phones, that's the future, apparently, and they all look shit, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't. Listen, I'm quite happy with my iPhone. I don't need anything else.
YouTube bans all comments on any videos that contain children. So you can no longer leave comments on videos with kids in, which is a good thing, I think.
Yeah, I do too. I don't go on YouTube hardly at all.
You're all over YouTube.
Am I?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, all your videos are on YouTube.
Right. Well, I don't have to look at myself, do I?
No, you don't. No, that's a fair point. Yeah. Films The Kid Who Would Be King.
Have you done Tech Talk?
Yeah, I skipped sort of through it.
Was that about the phone?
Yeah, because the phones are very dull and boring. There's not much to talk about. The Not a Real Human's the interesting. Go and check that out yourself. Not a Real Human.
No, don't. I don't agree with that. Don't. I think that's wrong. Encouraging people to pretend that they are something they are not is not right.
I agree with that. I'm just saying go and check it out because it's really cool. As in, you know, it's watching a computer generate a real face instantaneously is quite cool.
No, it's not cool. It's just, you know, graphic. I don't understand why you get excited about this sort of stuff. You know, people can draw faces quickly. Computers can do everything quickly.
Yeah, it means
I don't understand what the excitement is about it. Oh, look, they've drawn a face. Oh, good.
Yeah, but it's not just drawing a face, is it? It's in photographic real quality.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, imagine then they can start animating that face, getting that face to talk, and then you'll be able to make movies without actors.
But that's called a cartoon, you pillock.
That's not a cartoon. That's a real face.
That's a photograph. And even if you can actually get it to move, so what? I mean, that's an animation.
That looks real.
When I want to do an interview with the actor who actually has played the part in the movie, who doesn't exist because he's computer generated.
Mm-hmm.
When we want to do a story on them because they're having it off with their cleaner or whatever.
Yeah.
You won't be able to, will you? So everybody will lose interest, won't they?
Good point.
Thank you. Actually, I was going to talk about cleaners.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was talking to Eamon Holmes the other day, and he said he could just about manage losing his children, his wife, his dog, but he couldn't manage losing his cleaner.
Okay.
And apparently millennials, not that Eamon is one, apparently millennials, more and more millennials are employing cleaners because they say they don't have the time to mess around and do that. Time is too important to them. They want to spend it doing things they enjoy rather than cleaning.
Well, that's good. It's just creating jobs, isn't it? That's a brilliant idea.
I haven't got a cleaner. I've never had a cleaner, which is why I'm going out to buy a new vacuum.
Well, get a cleaner. It's probably cheaper.
Will they bring their own? I don't think so.
No, they use yours. That's a good point.
Mm. Anyway, right, I'm going to the pub. What else have you got? Films.
Films, yeah. The Kid Who Would Be King.
Yeah.
That's a good film. I actually enjoyed that.
Yeah, well, you enjoy a lot of shit, don't you?
It's a film about, like, King Arthur and the Round Table.
With kids?
With kids, yeah.
See, I don't like those sort of movies. I like proper adult movies.
But you can get that on the internet. Oh, no, you can't. That's going to be banned soon.
What?
Adult films.
I don't want... No, I don't mean... Oh, never mind. You know, like Taken or the Bourne trilogy or those are the sort of movies I like.
There's a new Liam Neeson film in the cinemas right now.
Yeah, I'd probably like that one.
Well, go and see that then.
I don't go to cinemas. People make too much noise. And I don't like the smell of lots of other people.
That is a good point. Yeah.
Anyway, listen, can we get on with the questions? Because as this is the last one, because you're not paying me enough to do it, I've got places to go, people to see, things to unravel.
Okay, then. Tom Smedley.
Who?
Tom Smedley.
Right, okay. I didn't go to school with him.
Probably you might have done.
No, I didn't.
Why do newsreaders always give abbreviations of an organisation and then say what it stands for? Why not just say the whole name in the first place?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Isabel Colgate.
I mean, I can't answer the question. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, the newsreader would say, BT, British Telecom, today announced... That's what he's going... Why didn't they just say British Telecom instead of saying
BT, British Telecom?
Okay.
That's never occurred to me. I have never taken any notice of that. I suggest you get a life and don't listen so intensely to the news delivery.
Isabel Colgate... Heir to the throne of toothpaste.
Get on with it. Will you hurry up or I'm just going to go?
Have you ever flown a plane? If not, would you like to?
No.
No, no? Or just no yet?
No, I've jumped out of planes and I've done stuff in planes, but I don't know. My brother learned to fly. I don't really... Isabel, that's very sweet of you. Thank you very much. But I don't really have a passion to fly, no.
I applied for my pilot's license once. I gave up.
I wouldn't let you fly.
Every time I went, I flew a few times, but every time I flew over my own house. Every time I went, it was always raining, and they always say, you have to go home now, and it was like a 100-mile trip every time. So
yeah, yeah.
So I gave up.
I found that with parachuting. I wanted to take up parachuting. I really enjoyed it after the first one. But every time I turned up to do a parachute jump, the weather was shit, and they said, no, we can't do it today, so I got fed up.
Robert Ward, my dog has no nose, but it smells. Why?
Because you don't wash it enough, you pillock. Go on.
Rob James, is it true that eating savoury biscuits without cheese is just plain crackers?
Yes.
Paul Hyam, will the Brexit secretary have a job after Brexit?
I imagine the Brexit secretary will probably have a job for the next 10 years because I envisage... This shit's going to go on for about 10 years.
Your friend Tom Paul, who might listen to this show, he might be a listener, how do we get the Tories out and why isn't there a good option?
You see, I've met Tom. In fact, you met Tom with me. And I like Tom. He's a nice bloke. But I cannot understand where this socialist trait in you comes, Tom. Really, it's something you've got to try and get rid of.
Danny Costello. Are the real issues facing the country being smokescreened by Brexit?
Yes, of course they are. That's obvious, yeah.
Daniel Severn, how do you feel about cars becoming fully autonomous and having no steering wheel, brakes or accelerators? Daniel Severn, as in the number 7.
Daniel 7, okay, Daniel. I find it really quite worrying, but I imagine it is the way a society will go. I imagine human beings will be born probably with very small legs and arms, because they won't need to do anything in the future, but I feel I will be long dead and gone before that happens.
Colin Watkins, why is podcast 269 so f***ing funny? That's another listen, that's 5.
No, that's just you. What was 269? 69 is my favourite number.
There's 2 of them.
What?
If it's 269s, then it's 2 of them. There's 4 of them.
469s?
No, 4 people in 269.
What? What are you talking about?
Well, 69, you need two people. So two 69s, you need four people.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Anyway, never mind. Right, okay. Why was it funny? I don't even remember it. It's not supposed to be funny.
Jonathan Ackworth. Is this the end of big parties as we know it?
Well, it depends whether you like going to parties or not. If you like going to parties, carry on going. If you don't like going to parties, don't go.
So he's not referring to the political parties then?
Well, he might well be, but he didn't actually stress that, did he?
And he can't write in next week and ask.
No. And sadly, no, I don't think it is the end of big political parties. It would be nice to have parties that represented people a little more, because in each of the main two political parties, there are so many differing views within the party. We get to a situation like we are now. And so that, you know, people who are centre or left of centre would not agree with people who are right or right of centre. And same with the left.
I'm really confused now. Can you say that again?
No, I don't think so. I think that'll, you know, yeah, I think it would be nice to have smaller parties. And I think it would be really good if you want proper democracy to have only independent people representing the people that they stand for and not a political ideal. Because I find it difficult to say I'm not really keen on any form of socialism where people think everybody should be the same. And I'm not really very keen on out-and-out capitalism, where the market is the is made into the god. I think they're, you know, I think people should be able to enjoy the benefits of their success, but I think also society has to be kind enough to look after those people who aren't able to cope and look after themselves.
I'm happy to go to any party as long as there's one of those pineapple hedgehogs.
Right, with that rather facile comment, I think I'm going.
Don't you want to sell any books? Because if you sell any books, then you might come back next week.
Well, I didn't think we got any books left. Have we got some left?
I've got quite a few of your signed books left, yeah.
Well, why don't you actually, when people request them, why don't you let them have them? The reason I know, because somebody said to me, I wrote in to buy one of your signed books, but I was told no, because apparently the bloke who does the podcast with you, Paul, but Rob, whatever his fucking name is, doesn't like letting go of them. So, you know, I'm beginning to worry whether you're a bit of a stalker and that you've got stuff of mine that you're hoarding.
I have got quite a bit of your stuff. Look, I'll let some go. If you buy a book or two, I'm sure I can persuade you to come back next week. I'm sure I can.
Right, okay. Well, let's see what happens. You go and sell a few books. How do people find the book?
Go to the website, click on the shop, which is jameswellradio.co.uk. Click on the shop link, and there are fiver, including postage, and I will personally go down the post office and mail it to you.
Yeah, sucking up now, you see, because I've said I'm not coming back next week.
Well, it's the only way we're going to make any money.
Well, then, I mean, I'm not doing it. If you can't get a sponsor or make money, or everybody else seems to make money out of their podcasts, I don't know why I'm doing it.
If you've got a book, why don't you buy 10 books off me, because you know how good it is, and then sell them at a profit?
I'm not buying any books. I'm just about to write another book.
No. I mean, the listeners, we could set up like a pyramid scheme where they buy like thousands of books off me, and then they sell thousands, and then they sign up their friends.
Well, I know for a fact you haven't got thousands of books.
No, I've probably got about 400.
Well, that's it. That's the end of it. There are no more after that.
Yeah, and only about 60 of them are signed. I have to get you signed some more.
No, you will not.
That took a long time last time.
Yeah.
That's another...
I signed hundreds, and now you've got rid of them all. Why didn't you get rid of the ones that weren't signed?
I didn't think people wanted the unsigned ones.
Well, I don't think they're bothered one way or the other.
Maybe we could charge more for the unsigned ones.
Oh, for goodness sake. Right, I'm going. You work out how to make money out of this, and then let me know.
I'll get you the spreadsheets and everything sent out this week to see.
I don't want to see spreadsheets. Just, I want money. Cold, hard cash. Right, I'm going. Bye. We'll be right back.
listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.